can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, good morning. It is 8:07. I'm Larry Long. And welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millip Road and by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Now your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Lair. How you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm just fine.
All right.
With some exceptions.
Mm.
I'm going to do the show channeling Sean Connery this morning. As what happens to many of us old folks, I had traded in my original equipment teeth for plastic teeth a week ago. And I'm going to talk as best I can this morning, but I'm getting used to these alien things in
my mouth.
Yes.
Losers always whine about their best.
Right.
I know you can do better than that, Ronch.
See? And so I'm channeling Sean Connery this morning. Welcome to Birdwatch. Sorry I was out last week. Don't laugh,
no,
Larry.
I'm
funny.
Cheerful with you. Yeah,
I'm
kidding. Empathize.
I'm laughing at myself.
No,
so
I really empathize.
This is going to require some patience.
Well, we got it for you.
But
no hurry.
Well, let's get into the trivia question. And this morning's question is, we recently set a new record for the longest-lived hummingbird. And a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's, and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn are both yours if you can tell us in years how old the oldest hummingbird ever recorded is. And if you think this is bad, you should have heard me last Saturday.
How on earth they would record something like this is beyond me. There must be a way.
We'll talk about exactly how that was done.
All right.
And it was done locally. That's what makes us the most fascinating.
Well, Bobby in Plainwell, she was kind of on the line before we asked the trivia question, so maybe you're very confident. Hello there, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
How are you doing? I am great.
So am I. I have a weird couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Number one, my Oreos, they didn't all come back this year. I got like 1.5 pairs,
mm-hmm.
two boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they bred, and I think they had, you know, another boy and girl because they're coming to my jelly feeders.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, my other birds, the sparrows, the whatevers, are eating my jelly like it's going out of style this year. And I've never had other birds, you know, house finches and whatevers, eat my jelly before. But this year, they're cleaning me out every day.
Yeah. You've been lucky to this point. Lots of birds, some of the woodpeckers, really like jelly. Chickadees like jelly. And so you've been sheltered from the real world until this year. And the fact that they're all eating your jelly is fairly common. As far as the number of Orioles, birds have a big peak in population and a big low every year. Because 80% or more of birds don't survive their first year. And so by fall, when you're setting up your expectations of who's going to return next year, that's when the population is at its peak. Ornithologists estimate that there's 25 to 27 billion birds in the continental United States at the end of breeding season. And by breeding season next year, that will be down to 7 or 8 billion. And so when you don't see the number of birds you expected, it's likely that's just nature taking its course. And most birds don't survive their first year.
Huh. Wow, because usually I have about 3 breeding pairs, and then I have one of each size of the woodpeckers. They come, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the other weird thing is I have a squirrel that's eating my jelly. He mm-hmm. has discovered it, and he goes and steals my little cup out. He is so funny.
You've led a sheltered existence until this year. Welcome to the real world.
Well, I keep other feeders around for the squirrels, even on the other side of the driveway, you know, to try to keep them away from the birds.
Does that work?
More than I thought it would, because I have dogs, see?
Ah.
The birds are getting used to the dogs, and I have a fenced-in area, so they won't get to the birds, you know.
Yeah.
But I've got one squirrel that's figured it out. If he stays in that fenced-in area and goes out the back, he isn't going to be affected by the dogs.
Yeah, yeah. They're not really stupid critters.
No, they're not. But I was worried about my Orioles, so I guess I've lost a couple pair then, huh?
Well, or they bred someplace else. Orioles are not so much loyal to a territory the way a hummingbird is. And they may have found a better place to set up housekeeping. It isn't necessarily that they didn't return, that they just may have returned and not nested around you.
Yeah, because the boys came early and started making all kinds of racket to try to draw the females. And
yep, that's how it works.
They only got one in, and then now the breeding pair is gone, and I think the ones that are here now are the young.
Yeah.
Just one boy and one girl.
By the 1st of August, any Oriole you'll see is either a migrating adult or it's a juvenile waiting to get to migration weight.
Yeah, see, now I usually take my jelly away by the middle of August. I wouldn't
take it away until you no longer see customers for it.
Well, and that was my next question. Now that I've got all these other birds, I don't want to take it away because their moms are bringing the babies and lining them up, and they're eating suet, and they're eating jelly, and they're eating seed. And, you know, it's funny to watch them because they'll just line them up on the little fence and start feeding them.
Oh, yeah. Great to watch.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your day.
Bobby, did you want to take a shot at the question?
Yeah.
The oldest hummingbird ever recorded?
Was recorded this week. Near Jackson.
Really?
Michigan.
Huh.
And,
well, I wouldn't have any idea, but...
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No,
I just thought...
No, let's say
20 years. I'm sorry, you overshot the field.
I overshot it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was a little high, but hey, the way the question, you never know.
Yep. No, that's true.
Hey,
I know, I'm stumped every time, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
All right,
a nice
have
day.
A great day. Bye-bye,
bye-bye
now. All right, see, I don't have my glasses with me. Is this Doug in Schoolcraft? Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
Good.
What can we do? You want to take a shot at the question?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
I'm going to say 10 years.
And we have a winner.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey.
That's
10
a long
years
time.
Old.
Isn't that... almost on how that's
well a, it is a world record. This is the oldest hummingbird ever recorded.
Well, I know, but by how much? I mean, birds don't live 10 years.
Oh, sure they do.
Really?
Oh, many birds live far longer than that. Loons don't start breeding till they're 5 and frequently live to be 20, 25
they
years old.
They just want to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know that.
For getting that right.
Good job, Doug.
You get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that you can only get at Woodell's. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where they have plenty of old hummingbirds. And your meal is half price if you take a buddy with you for your half-price meal. Hold on. We're going to send you in to our producer. She'll need some information, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Doug.
Have yourself a great day. It is 8:17. You're listening to Birdwatch on 590 WKZL. Gorgeous landscape plants are arriving every day at Waddell's, where their greenhouses are stocked full of beautiful bloomers ready to add color to your gardens. Now, some of these new arrivals include some super large annuals in one-gallon pots like petunias, salvia, vinca. Now, jump in if I mispronounce any of these. You're more up to
okay.
Now, my dad would have been able to blow through this list easily, but not me. Of course, marigolds, begonias, Dusty Miller. They're just $3.99. Now, Waddell's has over 100 varieties of rose bushes, many already in bloom, and 25% off. Now, enjoy these blooms year after year on shrub rose bushes, climbing roses, hybrid teas, and miniature rose bushes. And it's also a great time to check out their over 700 varieties of perennials. Now, this week, the gorgeous bloomers you're going to want to add to your garden's hybrid lilies. They're an array of rich colors, beautiful Shasta daisies, purple spiked salvia, blanket flower, foxglove, several varieties of bright yellow, Coreopsis. Thank you, Raj. Need some color now for a shady area. It's where I always have problems growing things. There are flowers that will cut for bouquets perfectly. There's something that's short for a border. Waddell's has plants that will fit the bill. So come to Waddell's, visit with their experienced staff, and I can tell from experience, I've been there enough times, these people are very, very nice every time I go in. Now, they are happy to assist you, believe me, that's not just copywriting. Deciding which plants would fit your needs best, Waddell's Florist Garden Center. They're on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Larry, you do a lot of voiceover work.
Yes.
And I'd like you to add a list is a sign of solidarity with me today. So we're about to move into the River Lake Inn spot. Mm-hmm. And if you could do that with a lisp.
Oh, gosh, Raj, with all due respect.
I'm just kidding. I'll do the lisping.
All right. No, the River Lake Inn near Colon, a place I have got to get down to. My wife and I would love to get a little out-of-town thing, and you don't have to go very far to do that because you can do dinner in a lot of places, but you want to make it an experience. And the way Raj describes it week after week, it really makes me want to go out there even more. So it's located near Colon, although he tells me it is not the easiest place to find, but well worth it.
Absolutely. If you've never been there, okay, go to their website, mm-hmm, first, because that will give you a map on how to get there. Mm-hmm. They're not in beautiful downtown Colon, I should tell you.
All right. Now, we were speaking of hummingbirds. Now, they may not be world record aged hummingbirds out there, but there's plenty of them out there in the windows and feeders, and you can watch the butterflies, the purple martins come out there, and of course the reason you went, the food. You can enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms or outside on the back deck. Now, July's fabulous features include all-American barbecued baby back ribs, shrimp trio, and bourbon sirloin. They're all served with a choice of potato and a full salad bar. Now, save room for dessert, especially at River Lake Inn, because Anita's strawberry shortcake and a great selection of homemade pies, and occasionally we'll hear the term carrot cake bandied around, you know, which will catch my ear every time, and a great selection of homemade pies as well. So don't do just dinner. Make it a nice night out, a fun little road trip and experience at River Lake Inn. 767 Ralston Road in Colon. Now, they're going to be open Monday through Saturday, 4 to 10 p.m., and then Sundays from noon to 8 p.m. The River Lake Inn near Colon. Got to get out
Larry.
There. You bet, Raj.
Thanks for giving me a break
My
this
pleasure.
Morning, too. We're going to talk more about this long-lived hummingbird banded in Jackson this week. But first, we're going to talk to Grandpa John.
Absolutely. Good morning, Grandpa John.
How you doing?
Morning. Well, I am. I think I'm a little bit better shape than you are.
Have you been out on Gull Lake lately?
Yes, sir.
See any more peregrine falcons out there?
No, sir.
What'd you see?
I did did see a black tern.
Ooh. It's been a while since they've been on Gull Lake, haven't they?
Yes, they were really plentiful there in the 40s and 50s when I was a child. But the habitat is gone.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't see more on our small inland lakes, but we don't in this area for some reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd just like to tell the lady that with the orioles that she must be, she is probably really blessed with habitat.
To have them every year?
Yes.
Yes.
That's been my good fortune here, but the last 2 years they've decided not, but they will.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Yep.
But you must have very tall trees on your property.
I have some very large walnuts, and they really feed heavy on those walnut blossoms when they get here.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the red bud is still blooming, they attack the blossoms there also. I am not a jelly putter-outer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have so much natural.
Sure.
That I don't have to.
Yeah, you see them anyway.
Yes, sir.
You don't. We use food as a lure to get birds that we want to see to come by. Well, if they're already there, you don't need to do any work.
Well, that's what this little piece of heaven out here called Hope Center is.
You betcha.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Good hearing from you, Grandpa John.
All right. Good to hear from him always. You know, you talk about putting out jelly. This is not a cliche question. What about putting out peanut butter? Because peanuts are in suet and everything. They seem to like that. Or is it just the jelly because of the sugar is more?
Well, they like the sugar for its energy, but mm-hmm. there are a number of birds who like to eat peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But peanut butter is really, in and of itself, sort of sticky for birds because they have dry mouths. So mix your peanut butter with lard. And first, lard is cheaper than peanut butter, but it makes it smoother and slipperier. And just smear it on branches in your trees.
Now, I can see that. Hard to put out milk.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, no, that makes sense. But I thought because it's in suet and the peanuts, I thought that.
Oh, and peanut feeders are, I have several peanut feeders in my yard. They're great fun. Peanut suet is the most universally attractive peanut or suet. Let's get back to talking about this bird that Alan Chartier. Alan is a renowned Michigan hummingbird guru, and he has been doing a study of hummingbirds in Michigan for years. And at a home near Waterloo in Jackson County, he banded a bird that was hatched in the summer of 2005. That makes her 9 years and a couple of months old. And using the Bird Banding Lab's standard method of calculating bird ages, according to the Bird Banding Lab's longevity database, and if you'd like to look at this, you'll have to send me an email because this is a really complicated URL. But if you want to look at the Bird Banding Lab's longevity database, send a message to Roger at wildbirdradio.com, and I'll forward on this very long URL to you. But this is the oldest ruby-throated hummingbird ever recorded. She's been captured a half dozen times over the years, including last year when Alan banded her. She was at least 8 years old, and she's been captured at the same place all those years. He calculates that she's traveled at least 36,000 miles during her migrations, possibly as much as 49,000 miles, depending on where she actually spends her winters. She's probably produced between 18 and 36 young in the last 9 years. So a number of the other birds that are being captured there and banded at that location are likely her offspring, and 4 to 8 of her babies live to be adults. The average lifespan for a hummingbird is 4 years. Matter of fact, his email said yesterday he captured another ruby-throated female that was banded in 2007. That makes her at least 8 years old. And so far this summer, he has banded 300-plus ruby throats, mainly in southeastern Michigan. Plus, he's captured an additional 100-plus returning from the previous years. That's more than average. Being able to capture a previously banded bird is like threading the eye of a needle. There's a lot of luck involved in that. And hummingbirds, because they're so loyal to a piece of geography as a territory, they tend to come back to pretty much exactly the same place every year. That's sort of the race that the males are on starting in late February when they come across the Gulf of Mexico. They're racing to get back to their nesting, their breeding territory, to claim it before somebody else gets there. And this bird was going on 10 years old if she returns next year. But 9 years and several months, that's why we accepted the guess of 10 years as the correct answer. As far as other banding, it seems like it's been a good year for hummingbirds. And banders down near Three Rivers at the state game area there have, in 3 hours, banded 57 males, 77 females. 22 of those were banded before and recaptured. Have yourself a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening. That email again is roger@wildbirdradio.com if you want to look at the longevity list at the bird banding website.
All right. Have a great day, Raj. Thanks for listening to this edition of Bird Watch. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news. Then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
I can't stand in line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore. But it's all right if you act like a turd, 'cause I like birds.